I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everyone loves John Harper, our friendly SNY insider from New York, the great columnist and baseball insider, is back on the bench. By the way, let me just say really quickly, for the guy that called before, I think the kid's name is Henry Tutu, Toto, something to that effect. He's a 6'2", 230-pound-plus freshman, I believe, from Sacramento, California. Remember the guy said he had like a Hawaiian name or something like that? I'm guessing that has to be the guy, but he's from Sacramento, and we'll see if he turns into anything. But I stand by, I hope Tennessee wins in football, but I stand by that they won't matter. I hope they matter, but I don't think that they will. At the end of the day, nobody matters in that conference except Alabama. That's all there is to it. Mr. Harper, how are you?
Good, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm turning the corner. I have to say, the Mets, very impressive tonight, down a run in the 10th. And then somehow managed to scrape two and win the game. And Davis, you know, hit the ball into the corner and they win the game. They're, this team just continues to pull off these big wins.
Yeah, it's got some serious mojo going. This is a team that couldn't do anything right a month or so ago. And they turned a corner and now doing everything right. They're winning these games. And they've been doing a lot of these games that went in the late innings with rallies from coming from behind, and it's really been something to watch. They've become quite a story in New York. The bullpen is finally, you know, performing, and they're getting a lot of performances from some of these younger players. So it's gonna be a wild race in that, and a wild card, because a lot of these teams are winning now. It's hard to get below the wire.
So they have won four in a row. Overall, like, remember when they were really hot and it was like 14 of 15? Do you know, like, any staggering numbers, like, since then that, like, this run they've been on? Is there like, a couple numbers that you know on the top of your head that is, like, you know, 24 of 30, or what is it?
Well, they got the best record in baseball since the All-Star break, 26 and 10 now. That's probably most significant. They've also got the best ERA as a staff in baseball since the All-Star break, so those are the two keys, key numbers right there. I'm sure there's some others, especially offensively with the late inning comebacks. But this is a team that the pitching was underperforming. The bullpen was the worst in baseball for a couple of months there in May and June. So they turned that around. They finally got Diaz. They've gotten him out of the closer role. He didn't even pitch tonight. They used about five relievers because Stroman left the game with a hamstring pull. So they used about five relievers, and Diaz didn't even pitch. So that's tells you where he stands these days. Lugo's really stepped in and done a great job as the closer. And a lot of the offensive pieces have just fallen into place. You know, it's interesting. Francona, who's a great manager, and he ultimately paid for, he intentionally walked put the winning run on base, and that run ended up coming around. Now, if Brad handed Trevor first, maybe they would have got a double play to get out of it, but Francona's move ultimately worked against him. So a lot of things going right for the Mets these days.
So let me ask you, you know, you talk about best record since the All-Star break. You talk about ERA. That's all that matters, if you ask me. If you got a better record than everybody and you got the best pitching, and that means they're not giving up runs and they're holding teams to three and under every single night and your ERA is the best in baseball – I mean, at some point, don't you think that you just have to get in? You just have to get it done. I mean, if you're playing that good, you got to be one of those two teams. You just cannot fail in this opportunity that's on their dinner table.
Yeah, you would think so. This starting rotation is that this is what they thought they were going to get from the start, with guys like DeGrom and Syndergaard and Wheeler and Max, and all those guys are pitching well now. Stroman's been pretty good since he's come over. But you're right. But there's still at least four or five teams that could get those two wild card spots. The Nationals are playing well. The Cubs are in a wild one tonight with the Giants. So I think they fell behind. It's like 11-10 or something. And the Cubs have really struggled on the road. So, yeah, I mean, the way they're pitching, I give the Mets a good shot, but I keep, I guess part of me thinks that that bullpen could also kind of go back to the way it was a month ago because it's a lot of the same guys, so we'll see how that goes.
So, John Harper with us, the great Harp. You know, the Giants, what I'm seeing is 11-10 right now in the eighth in that wild game. But the Yankees and Hap are losing in Oakland 4-1 right now in the fourth. This is the same. It's like watching last night all over again. We were talking about them tonight, Harp, that they're just kind of, you know, Carver High said they're playing for home field, and that's something to play for. But other than that, if you pull that screen away, that there's really – these are just absolutely just trying to get to the finish line type games. Like, they look like tonight and last night, like, they don't even care.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're coasting to the division title, no doubt. I think they're 10 or 11 games ahead of the Rays. The Red Sox are out of it. But I do think – I think they believe that that home field means something. You know, sometimes it's hard to get players motivated for that. But I think – I think they might really believe that to beat the Astros in a 5 or 7 game series, probably a 7 game because it would probably be in the ALCS, the home field advantage would be huge. Because remember when they played in that ALCS 2 years ago, the Astros all the home team, the home teams won all the games, and
right.
The Astros were kind of really, it looked like they were really affected by the noise at Yankee Stadium in games 3, 4, and 5, and then the Yankees couldn't score when they went back to Houston. So I think that will serve as some motivation, but it is hard when these teams are this far in front to keep the pedal down the whole way. I think going to L.A. for the weekend to play the Dodgers will get them jacked up again. Now that's for sure.
Do you you know, because you're here in New York and everything, and I know you're on the Mets channel and everything like that. But in all honesty, which one do you like going to watch these days more, the Yankees or the Mets games? The Mets because of the way they're playing.
Well, yeah, there's just a lot more drama around the Mets. As bad as they were, we thought Callaway was going to get fired at some point. We thought, and then, you know, even the Mets, they probably won't admit it now, but their intention at the deadline was to trade Wheeler, and they were considering, they were taking offers for Syndergaard and Diaz, and ultimately they didn't get what they wanted to get for those guys, so they ended up holding everybody and taking Stroman on as well. They made the deal for Stroman because they thought that would raise the value for guys like Wheeler and Syndergaard. So, I don't think this was really in their plan. But it was only a week or so before that Van Wagenen admitted that his whole come-get-us strategy had turned into, yeah, they came and got us. So they had almost packed it in, and now so there's a lot of fascination in these type of stories where the Yankees, they're a great story too because they've had so many injuries and they've had guys like Urshela, Talkman, guys that nobody heard of have stepped up and played really well. But they're so far ahead now, there's no drama. So, yeah, the drama is all in Queens as opposed to the Bronx right now.
So is Callaway now pretty much guaranteed he's not going anywhere?
Yeah, he's there for the year, no doubt. I mean, even if they fall apart now, it's so late they wouldn't make a change. If they don't get there to the playoffs, I still think they might make a change in the off season because he still makes a lot of questionable moves. And he'd only have 1 year left on his deal at that point. So I could see them making a change. But if they do make it, you got to think he's coming back. So I wonder if any part of Van Wagenen regrets not making the move when they had the they could have made it and had the popular sentiment behind it. So we'll see how that goes, too.
How do you think the Braves have gone unnoticed and their manager handled that Acuna situation so well? And he's out there hitting 2-run homers tonight and – Hechavarria, whatever his name is, he's on that team now making big – he had a big home run, and he's making a name for himself there all of a sudden. That team gets no respect, no love. No one talks about him at all. Meanwhile, they just keep kicking ass.
They got a great team there. Yeah, they're going to win the division. No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you're right. I loved what Snitker did there with Acuna. Everybody says you can't manage that way anymore. Well, he did it, and he did it the right way. He said, you know, it's we're in this thing together. You owe it to your teammates to hustle all the time. We're trying to do something big here. He said all the right things, and Acuna, to his credit, said the right things too. But it is in contrast to Callaway, who a few weeks before disciplined Rosario for not running a ball out, same type of thing, but tried basically to hide the fact with the media that he was doing it. So it's just, I think if you're up front like that as a manager, you know, your clubhouse, I think, is going to respect you for it. Now, we'll see. I mean, I know these days players make so much money that a lot of people say you can't do that anymore to your stars. Well, Acuna's a star. He's a young star. But I thought it was handled really well, and then maybe it did set a tone for the Braves the rest of the way.
How about the home runs, whatever it is, 37 consecutive days with at least two home runs. It happens every day. No one stops talking about the juiced baseballs. Does it even enter your mind, or could you care less?
Now, I do think there's just too many home runs now, and I think it has taken – it's devalued the home run a little bit, you know? I mean there are games now – forget what I was watching a game that it was every run was scored on a home run, like 7-6. I just think, and it's not just that, but you see swings now where the ball goes out opposite field where you just go, you know, that's not a swing that should hit a ball out of the park. It reminds me of back in the late 90s, early 2000s when the height of the steroid era. So I think they'll dial the ball back. They'll find a way to dial it back next year. I just think you want to put as much value in you can. So, well, the home run should be a big deal when guys hit it, and it's not a big deal right now.
So, you know, Kershaw passed Koufax or caught him or he's tied with him or whatever. All I know is that since the All-Star break, he's got a 1.42 ERA. If that guy is on, do the Dodgers with that team, with what they've done and how explosive they've been and two straight World Series failures, do they finally break through and win it?
I think they do. I mean, it'll be a great series, whether it's with the Astros or the Yankees or who knows, even the Indians with their pitching would have a shot. But I do think they'd have to be favored. I mean, you got Ryu, Kershaw, and the kid Buehler, who I think is really, really good. They'll have the most depth they've ever had in starting rotation. Assume you can get Kershaw to October healthy, because that's been the question the last few years. But, yeah, and with that offense, talk about home runs. I mean, that's the most explosive lineup in baseball. So they would be the favorite. I think they should have gone the extra mile to add a reliever at the deadline. They didn't go get your guy from the Pirates when they could have maybe. I know the Pirates are asking for a lot.
Vasquez.
But that could come back to haunt them. But that's the only real flaw they have.
So Yelich 50-30 shot, homers and stolen bases at 41-24. I think he can do it. It's only 9 homers and 6 stolen bases. Can you believe this guy?
That'd be a great feat, man. I mean, I know everybody's hitting the home runs, but when you throw in that stolen bases, nobody's putting up those kind of numbers. So, and, you know, I wonder what Jeter's thinking about trading him away. I mean, they didn't know the guy was going to be this good, I guess.
Oh, my God.
They didn't get enough back for him, that's for sure.
What a nightmare decision that was. Bellinger and Trout get the MVPs from you on both sides?
Well, I think you got to consider Yelich. I mean, let's see what happens with the Brewers. But, yeah, I mean, Bellinger's been the favorite from the start, the way he got off to the start. And as much as I like the teams in contention to have the MVP, Trout is just so much better than everybody else. He's having an unbelievable year. That it'd be hard not to give it to him, I think, this year, at least right now, anyway.
I got to run to the drugstore. I got to take back my sexual enhancement pills, Hart, because I don't want to fail my PED test tomorrow here at the radio station. So I got to run.
You get them at a gas station somewhere?
Yeah, I got those, you know, those enhancement pills I tried to sell you over at the ballpark that you didn't want any part of. And you're like, is someone watching us? And I'm like, just take the pills, Hart. And you ran the other way. I ate them all. I failed the PED test. Anyway, Harp, thanks for coming on the bench. Great stuff tonight. I'll catch up with you.
All right. Great talking to you, Scotty.
By the way, the Cubs now lead 12-11 over the Giants. There he is, Harp, the great Harp. Pour him a harp. John Harper of SNY-TV.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.